சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சார்ய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சார்ய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம். பேஜ் 28 வெர்ஸ் 27. ஏகாத்மகத்வாஜ்ஜஹதி ந சம்பவேத். ததா ஜஹல்லக்ஷணதா விரோதத்தஹ. சோயம் பதார்த்தா விபாக லக்ஷணம். யுஜ்ஜேத தத்வம் பதயோரதோஷதஹ. மகாவாக்கிய தத்துவமசி பதசோதனம் விசா இந்த லாஸ்ட் கிளாஸ். சோதனம் மீன்ஸ் கிளீன்சிங் ப்ராசஸ். பதசோதனம் மீன்ஸ் த வெர்பல் கிளீனிங். த தத்து த்வம் அசி, these three words has to be analyzed properly to assimilate the Mahavakya. It is a pramana vakyam given by shastra pramanam. Any pramanam or instrument we have to use appropriately. When you want to wear spectacles, you have to wear properly. If you wear ulta, it will not function. Even when you want to open that lock with a key, you have to keep it properly, use it properly. If you won't keep properly, you cannot open the lock. Like that, any pramanam. Pramanam means prama janakam pramanam. Prama, knowledge. Janakam, that which gives for the rise of knowledge. Janakam, the cause for the rise of knowledge. It's called pramanam. Prama janakam pramanam. Here, Tattvamasi Mahavakyam, Pramanam, we have to use appropriately. That is called Shodhanam. How we did that Shodhanam, Rama told to Lakshmana, "Hey Lakshmana, you must see the primary meaning of Tattvam Asi. It doesn't fit. That Paramatma, you, the primary meaning, cannot fit into because of lot of attributes, distinction, distinctive attributes. Paramatma is superior, Jivatma is inferior. See the components or constituents of Jivatma and the constituents of Paramatma, when you see, both are diagonally opposite. Once he is all-pervading, this person is all-pervading, only pervading in the body. Once Paramatma is omniscient, this person is having very limited knowledge. So, lot of differences are there. Therefore, you have to go for the secondary meaning. Primary meaning or Vachyartha Jivatma can never be the Paramatma. The primary meaning, vachyartha, with five components of jivatma, sthula shariram, sukshma shariram, karana shariram, chidabhasa, and chitta. All these five components or constituents put together jivatma, vachyartha jivatma, primary meaning of jivatma. This vachyartha jivatma can never be the paramatma. Therefore, you have to go to secondary meaning. That secondary meaning also in that three types, jahati, lakshana, first type of secondary meaning, that also will not work because you have to drop whole primary meaning in secondary meaning, first secondary meaning. In first secondary meaning, jahati means what? Total exclusion of primary meaning. Total exclusion of vachyartha, of jivatma, you drop everything, what remains? Where is the question of aikyam? So you cannot drop the whole vachyartha with regard to jivatma, paramatma, aikya vishaye. Therefore, jahati ruled out. Can I take ajahati, total inclusion of primary meaning, secondary meaning, second type of secondary meaning, ajahati lakshana? In that you have to include the primary meaning. If I include the primary meaning, vachyartha, sthula shariram comes, sukshma shariram comes, and chidabhasa comes, with all these, how can I be paramatma? Therefore, ajahati also, where I include the whole primary meaning, mukhyartha, then I cannot claim I am Brahman. So, vachyartha, primary meaning ruled out. Jahati lakshana, secondary meaning, first one ruled out. Ajahati lakshana, secondary meaning, number two ruled out. Only left out fourth one, bhaga lakshana. Bhaga or bhagatyaga lakshana. Where you exclude a part of primary meaning, you include a part of primary meaning. You go to secondary meaning, in that secondary meaning, third secondary meaning, where you take, include a part of primary meaning, and where you exclude a part of primary meaning. So, which part you have to exclude, which part you have to include, you have to be very careful. What are all the limiting adjuncts? That limiting factors, sukshma shariram, sukshma prapancha, sthula shariram, sthula prapancha, karana shariram, karana prapancha, these are all having lot of disparities, differences. Aikyam is not possible. Here pratibimba chaitanyam is very small, like a sun in the bucket of water. Jiva pratibimba chaitanyam is very much limited. Whereas Paramatma Pratibimba Chaitanyam, Maya Pratibimba Chaitanyam is superior, therefore they cannot be one. Just as you look into the mirror, different faces you see in different size mirror. Can you say they are all equal? You cannot say. Because of medium, the reflection is also bigger, smaller. You cannot make them similar or one and the same. Similarly, here also, Paramatma Pratibimba Chaitanyam, Jivatma Pratibimba Chaitanyam cannot be the same. So, fourth component also you ruled out. So, four components gone. What are they? GS, grass body, GB, grass body, SB, subtle body, CB, causal body, and RC, Jiva RC, you have to give up. That part I have to give up. Having given up that, one part only I retain. OC part. Similarly, Paramatma side also, I give up. I give up like a chavi in your hand, you give up like that. Some key is there in my hand, so I give up. Can you give up like that, sushma sariram, stula sariram, karana sariram? No. Give up means intellectually, they are all mithya nama rupam. I understand they are only matter, doesn't matter. Since they are matter, it doesn't matter. Paramatma side also, four components I keep it aside. OC part in Paramatma, OC part in Jivatma, both are one and the same. Aikya Jnanam. Aham from Lakshyartha. OC standpoint, pure aham, chit. Ahankara is impure. After kara you add, karam karama irukum. So, aham, OC, pure chit. Paramatma as OC, pure chit. Both are one and the same. Therefore, whenever you say, I am, remember you are OC plus four other mithya components. Whenever we say, I am, always remember one part is satyam, all other four parts are mithya. To know this one part is satyam, four parts are mithya, that four parts, mithya part, upadhi, mediums are required to say this. Why, Swamini, anyhow they are mithya? Let me drop permanently. If you drop permanently, you cannot claim I am OC. You cannot claim. Therefore, just like soyam devadattaha. That's what in the third line. First two lines. Ekatmakatvat jahatina sambhavet. Tatha ajahal lakshanata virodhataha. So, jahati ajahati ruled out. Therefore, what you have to do? Soyam padarthau iva. Like soyam devadattaha. Eginadatta, Vishnudatta, Devadatta. You remember? Okay, you cannot forget them. They are sitting in the park till today. So, soyam devadattaha. Tatkala taddesha devadattaha, etatkala etaddesha devadattaha. So, guna vishishta. Tatkala taddesha, tat guna vishishta means young boy, that time. Tat means the past tense. Now, etatkala etaddesha etat guna vishishta means old man, now. White hair. False teeth. Okay, false set. All false mission, hearing mission, kannadi. All joints also, maybe knees also might have changed. Replaced knees. All. So all, etat guna vishishta. Guna vishishta. So, person is same. You have to discard that kala, that desha, that guna vishishtam. This kala, this desha, this, all you have to discard mentally. Papa, don't discard the person. Devadatta, let him be there. Person is one person. Like that, here also, soyam padarthau iva. Like that, you discard. Bhagalakshana. Bhagalakshana means 5 plus 5, 10, 8 gone. 4 from Vyashti side, 4 from Samashti side. Micro side, macro side, 4, delete, 4, delete. Remain 1. These 2 are 1. Chit, chit, 2 chit are 1 chit. 1 chit. There are no 2 chits. Chit, not chit. Okay. not chit fund company, okay. Chit means Chaitanyam, Brahma, Atma, Anartha. You Jeta, they can properly join as though join. There is no need of joining. Okay, there is no need of joining. Irandar, Kalandar. No necessity of joining. Why? If they are away only, they have to join. Where is the question of joining? Previously I was thinking I am Jivatma. Therefore I have to merge. I was thinking. But now I have recognized. I, the Jivatma, is none other than Paramatma now itself. There is no merging. This merging problem is big problem. Okay. Yujjeta tattvam padayoho tat paramatma tvam jivatma padayoho of these two words tattvam padayoho adoshataha yujjeta without any defect, without any difficulty yujjeta properly they can be united. United and don't take literally. There is no distance between them, you recognize. Both are one and the same. Yujjeta. Tattvam padayoho adoshataha yujjeta. This is called padashodhanam. Properly you have to do. Properly means you should not take vachyartha, you should not take jahati lakshana, you should not take ajahati lakshana, you have to take only bhaga lakshana. What is this verbal cleaning? All words, no. All these words are verbal level when they are there. Tat, tvam. What do you mean by tat? What do you mean by tvam? How can be tat and tvam are one and the same? When they can be one and the same? When you discard five constituents from this side, when you discard four constituents and five, four constituents, you drop, then only it is pure padashodhanam. It is called analysis. This is the analysis. By this method, you can say what? Aham Brahma Asmi. Last week I said, Aham Brahmasmi Swamini. This week I am not able to say. Don't say like that. Okay. Once you are Aham Brahmasmi, you are Aham Brahmasmi only. There is no second route. No. Okay. With this, Mahavakya, Jivatma, Paramatma, Aikyam is over. Now, this Jivatma Paramatma Aikya Jnanam is possible when you have discarded the Anatma RM1, RM2, RM3 reflected medium. The reflecting medium, Sthula, Sukshma, Karana, all these mediums, Paramatma mediums, Jivatma mediums. These mediums you have to discard. This is the difficulty. How to discard these five components? No, four components I have to discard means three shariramas I have to discard. How to discard the three shariramas, three prapanchas? Prapancha, leave it first. Let us, Tvampada vichara alone is very, very tough. Tvampada shodhanam, if you do properly, Tatpada shodhanam is very easy. So separately, individually, you have to do one by one. First you should know what is this stola shariram. Then I should know what is sukshma shariram. What is the nature of karana shariram. After three shariram's only reflected consciousness is formed. So the reflected consciousness can take place when there are three shariram's. Now each shariram I have to do a threadbare analysis. What do you mean by sthula shariram? Why I have to discard it? I have to know the nature of the sthula shariram. In 28th shloka, Rama gives the nature of sthula shariram, anatma number 1. Then 29th shloka, he gives anatma number 2, sukshma shariram. And 30th shloka, he gives karana shariram, anatma number 3. These three sharirams, if you know their nature properly, then you can easily drop them. Unless you have thorough knowledge about your shariram, sthula shariram, sukshma shariram, karana shariram, without knowing all these three, you can never discard them. It's not possible. Let's say Rama knows that what five, among five, four you have to drop means, let us see what they are. What is their nature? First, sthula shariram, we have to see. 28th shloka, we will read. Rasadi panchi krita bhuta sambhavam. Bhogalayam dukha sukhadi karmanam. Shariramadyantavadadi karmajam. Mayamayam sthulamupadhimatmanah. Whenever we talk about these five constituents of jivatma, vachyartha, vosi satchit ananda, the importance of that atma swarupam knowledge is very important. That much importance is there to know the nature of sthula shariram also. I am existence principle. I am consciousness principle. I am ananda principle. Swarupa ananda. I am ananda kalip. Okay. Anandamo anandam. I am very happy to know the features of that atma, the swarupam of atma. That much importance we have to give to know the nature of the body also. In colleges and all, this education, physics, zoology, botany, chemistry, any subject, they don't teach about their own shariram. Even they teach up to sthula shariram, anatomy. In medical colleges and all, they teach for doctors and all. But they don't go beyond that sukshma shariram, they don't study. Even some psychologists may study about some mind, little bit. But they don't study about karana shariram. Without studying karana shariram, sukshma shariram, sthula shariram, how can you know about consciousness? Which consciousness is available in all the three sharirams? Three sharirams put together, shariratrayam, in that consciousness is available. This is the upadhi, upakaranam. Without the knowledge of this upakaranam, how can we know? Therefore, Shastra gives utmost importance for the understanding of this anatma, three sharirams, shariratraya, jnanam is must. Then only mithyatva nischayam, later. That is why start your study with Bhagavad, tattva bodha. What is that tattva bodha? Don't ask me. Tattva bodha means what? No. Tattva bodha is the basic text for Vedanta study. So that only Rama reminds here. Look into the shloka. Now, sthula sharira analysis. Sthula sharira means gross body, GB. GB, next SB, later CB. Let us do first GB. Because why GB first, not CB? Because GB we know very well, closely. It is gross, it is available for our perception. The methodology is teaching methodology, known to unknown. First start with what you know. Little bit. What you know is gross body, we know. Every day we are struggling to reduce our weight and to adjust our body shape, fitness. So much we are struggling, therefore it is easy for us. Therefore Rama starts with grass body. Look into the shloka. Rasadi panchikrita bhuta sambhavam. Sambhavam means born out of. Sambhavam. Sambhavam, bhuta sambhavam, born out of five elements. Bhautikam ityartha. Bhuta sambhavam means five elements. What are they? Rasa adi. Rasa means what rasa? Rasa means here anna rasa. Anna rasa, how can it be panchabhuta, one of the panchabhuta? Anna rasa is nothing but prithivi. From prithivi, the earth, one of the five elements, earth is the cause for food. We are getting food and we are eating that food. That food alone is converted into rasa, juice. That rasa alone is helping for this body to born and to grow. Therefore, anna rasa is, rasa is equal to anna rasa. Anna rasa is equal to earth. Earth means bhumi. Bhumi is equal to earth, I have to translate. Earth is equal to bhumi, I need not say. As though you are all Sanskrit scholars, I am translating. Bhumi is equal to earth. Rasa adipadat, other panchabhutas, four panchabhutas are there, no? Other, what are they? Bhumi, jala, waters, fire, air and space. Apanchikrita. Panchikrita. Panchikrita means all these five elements have grossified, grossification. Panchikrita means all the panchabhutas as they are distinctly are not perceptible, are not visible. Earth is not visible. Sukshma, prithivi is not available for our perception. So to have perception of this body, that earth has to be converted into grass. Then only you see with your eyes. That is called panchikrita. They share, each element share 1/8, 1/8, 1/8. I need not explain that, okay? 1/8, 1/8 of its quality it share with the other panchabhuta. So half of its nature it remains, and other four, half of portion, half portion is divided into 1/8, 1/8, 1/8. So they share each other. Alliance, okay? It is an alliance. Once they share, it is called panchikritam. Panchikrita mahabhutaihi. So, rasadi panchikrita bhuta sambhavam. Bhogalayam. Next feature. First feature is what? This gross body is made out of five elements which are grossified. Grossified five elements converted into sthula shariram. That is why in Tamil also they say panchabhuta udal. Panchabhautika shariram. Bhautikam means what? Made out of panchabhutas. Bhogalayam, next feature. It is an alayam. Alaya means an abode, place. Abode for what? Bhoga means experience. What experience? Dukkha, sukha, adi. Sukha, bhoga, dukkha, bhoga. Experience of pleasure and experience of pain. Sukha, dukkha. That is why knee pain, back pain. Always not pain, but sometimes we have sukha also, no? Sometimes we have sukha also. Nice cereal when you are seeing, nice cinema when you are seeing, nice Deepavali sweets when you are eating, some sukha. After 4 days, there is there is a dukkha because of lot of sweets. Go on and on eating. Once in a year only Deepavali comes. Let us eat now. Increased 5 kgs. Over. Dukkha alayam. Sukha alayam, Deepavali time. After Deepavali, Dukkha alayam. We are experiencing this from our birth. Sukha sukha dukkhadi bhoga alayam. So devasya alayam, devalayam. Where Deva, Bhagavan is there, it is devalayam. Bhagavan's abode. Since his body is what? Bhoga alayam, dukkha alayam. Sometimes sukha alayam. Sukhalayam time also some dukkha is there. Maximum time dukkha. Okay? I told you, no? When you are having sukha also, you are in dukkha only. Why? This sukha may go at any time. Is it sukha or dukkha? Sukha dukkha misritam. That's why people are afraid of old age. This youth may go. This youth may go. One white hair appears, that's all. Our whole mind disturbs. After 4 or 5 white hair comes, you are accustomed to that. When pallu little shaking, you are so much disturbed. 1 or 2, 3 are also moving. You are accustomed to that. Like that, people are accustomed to their pains also. Sukha dukkha adi bhoga alayam. Why? Adi, adi etc. Na, sukha dukkha mishritam. Adi padat. Adi padat, sukha dukkha mishritam. Seller aduvar, dukkha. Seller sirupar, sukha. Seller aduvunde sirupar. Adi padat. Etc. means mishritam, sukha dukkha mishritam, pleasure and pain. Karmanam, why this pleasure and pain? Because of what? Lakshmana, because of karma, prarabdha karma. Because of prarabdha karma, one's own karma. Karma phalanam, this is a karma phala. So, our every experience is what now, understand? When you, phalgutaya liyate iti phalam. When it is ripened, it is called a phalam. Once it is ripened, what do? You eat. You eat, that's called bhoga. All those fruits before you are eating another phalam. That bitter fruit or sweet fruit, that fruit when you are eating, another phalam you are experiencing, that is karma phalam. Whether you eat banana fruit, mango fruit or not, daily you are eating one phalam. Every day, compulsorily. Okay, compulsorily no one can escape. I don't like this fruit, you cannot say. Sometimes you can say, I don't like banana, I don't like mango fruit, I don't like this fruit, that fruit. Can you say, I don't like karma phalam fruit? Unfortunate, you know. You cannot say, I don't like this karma phalam. Karma fruit, I don't like, you cannot say. You know? Because of that, only the exhaustion sake, only body has come. Once body has come, it is bound to be there. Karma phala ഈസ് ദയർ കർമ്മണാം സുഖദുഃഖാദി ഭോഗാലയം കഹ സ്ഥൂല ശരീരം. ദി സ്ഥൂല ശരീരം എലോൺ ഈസ് ദ ഭോഗാലയം. When we are sitting in the class, sukhalayam or bhogalayam? I hope so, sukhalayam. Once you wear chappal, sometimes sukhalayam, sometimes bhogalayam. So when you are young, it is sukhalayam. When you are above 40, 50, comes, you know, dukhalayam it becomes. So very, very, this is the second feature. First feature, rasadi panchikrita bhuta sambhavam. സെക്കൻഡ് ഫീച്ചർ ഭോഗാലയം ദുഃഖ സുഖാദി കർമ്മണം സുഖദുഃഖാദി കർമ്മണം ഭോഗാലയം ഭവതി. ദെൻ തേർഡ് ഫീച്ചർ ശരീരം. ദി ശരീരം യു ഹാവ് ടു സപ്ലൈ രസാദി പഞ്ചീകൃത ഭൂത സംഭവം ശരീരം ഭവതി. ആർ ശരീരം രസാദി പഞ്ചീകൃത ഭൂത സംഭവം ഭവതി ഭവതി ടു ബി സപ്ലൈഡ്. Actually, the subject and verb are not there in this shloka. They are all there in the second next shloka. Budhaha viduhu. Next shloka it is there. Budhaha viduhu. 29th shloka, 4th line you see. Sariram anyat viduhu atmanaha budhaha. That budhaha is the subject. Viduhu is the verb. Wise people knows. Wise people knows this. What about this shariram? What they know? This body is made out of 5 elements which are grossified. They know that. This body is bhogalayam of the sukha dukkha. They know that. This shariram. Then, adi antavat. Adi antavat means it has got a beginning and end. It has got a beginning and end. Adi means because of the past karma. Karma jam means born out of past karma. Adi means past. Karma jam means born out of karma. Since it has got a birth, jayate, vardhate, grows, viparinamate, undergoes a change, viparinamate, anandaram, apakshiyate, declension, deteriorate, then vinashyate, antaha, adi, antavat. It has got beginning and end. Date of birth and date of dash, dash, dash. Manufacturing date, expiry date. Adi antavat. Adi karma means past karma. Because of previous karma, prarabdha karmajam ityarthaha. Karmajam means prarabdha karmajam. Next feature. What is this prarabdha karmajam? Shariram. Sthula shariram. Sthula shariram has got beginning, sthula shariram has got end, wise people knows. Then what? Maya mayam. This body is made out of maya. Maya vikaram ityartaha. Or maya karyam. It is a product of maya. Maya mayam. Mayam means vikaram. Maya vikaram. It is a modification of maya, tamoguna predominant. It is a tamoguna predominant maya vikaram. Once it is made out of up waters, it is called ammayam. Devatas' bodies are all ammayam. Apsaras and all devatas, apsaras, their bodies are ammayam. Up plus mayam. Appanna not English up. Appanna waters. Appu mayam means that which is made out of waters is called ammayam. Similarly, that which is made out of maya is called maya mayam. Stulam, which is gross, RM1. Stulam means RM1, reflecting medium number 1. Upadhi, upadhi means a medium in artham. Gross medium, stula upadhi means gross medium. Gross medium, of whom Atmanaha. Of Atmanaha means what? Chit. For chit or consciousness, what is the medium? Stula shariram is the medium number 1. Gross body is the medium number 1. Next shloka. This is the definition of stula shariram. Next, 29th shloka. Rama is talking about sukshma shariram, subtle body, reflecting medium number 2, RM2. Sukshmam mano buddhi dashendriyair yutam. Pranaira panchikrita bhuta sambhavam. Bhoktu sukhadher anusadhanam bhavet. Sharira manyad viduratmano buddhah. What do you mean by sukshma shariram, subtle body? If you want to know about subtle body, what is the pramanam? Only shastra. Through shastra only you can know about the subtle body or sukshma shariram. Science, they talk about sthula shariram, but they do not know the sukshma shariram, subtle body. Even you can talk about the consciousness. I am conscious of, science also talks about the conscious being. The consciousness is very evident. Shastra is not required to prove the existence of consciousness, because every one of us knows that I am conscious being. Are you conscious of? Yes. So you require shastra for that? If I read shastra only, I know I am conscious of or not. It's not like that. But to know the nature of that consciousness, you require shastra. For the existence of consciousness, shastra is not required. Everyone knows. But the nature of consciousness, what type of consciousness it is? What is the definition of consciousness? What is its swarupam? You have to go to shastra. No one can reveal the nature of, the swarupam of that consciousness. I am conscious of, but tell me what is the nature of consciousness? Before coming to shastra, you know that you are conscious being. Yes or no? No, no, Swami, after coming to class only, I am conscious being. No, before coming to class also, you know that you are conscious being. But you do not know that consciousness is Sat, Chit, Ananda, Swarupam. We do not know. After studying Taittiriya Upanishad thoroughly, only we come to know that consciousness is called Sat, existence principle, that consciousness alone is called Chaitanyam principle, awareness principle, that consciousness alone is called Ananda principle, and we are trying to understand. Without Shastra Pramanam, can we know that? That is why, understand how much importance is there to study Shastra. Recognize the importance of the shastra study. Many people do not have this knowledge. What knowledge? Shastra study is very, very important. They do not know. Why they do not know? Because there is no punya for them. Yeah, to recognize the importance of that Shastra study, to recognize that itself, you require punyam. That is why we say to come to class itself, you require punyam. Yes or no? After coming to class only, you understand how much punya you have done. After 5 years or 10 years only, that's true. Not immediately. Amma, immediately it won't come. After 10-15 years studying in Bhagavad Gita, a few Upanishads, oh, I have done lot of punyam. Yes, that is why many people do not have sufficient punya to have Shastra Vasana. They don't have that interest. You require a tremendous punya. Sukshmam, that's why Sukshma Shariram, what is this? There is a physical, physiology. Subtle, Sukshma means subtle, invisible. Gross body is visible. Everyone can talk about gross body anatomy. Whereas physiological system, it is invisible. You cannot know without the help of Shastra. Sukshmam. What is the Sukshmam physiological system? Budhaha viduhu. Wise people know about subtle body. What they know? What they know? Mano buddhi dasha indriya yutam. Sukshma shariram is that. Yutam means endowed with, constituted by, or constituted of. Yutam means constituted of or endowed with. Manaha, mind. Buddhi, intellect. Dasha, 10. Indriya, organs. Mano, buddhi, and 5 sense organs of knowledge, 5 sense organs of action. Dasha, pancha jnana indriyani, pancha karma indriyani, put together dasha indriyani. 10 plus 2, 12. So 12 components are there. Not over. There are 5 more. Pranaihi apanchikrita bhuta sambhavam. Pancha pranas. 12 plus 5. How many calculator you need? No, 17. 5 plus 5 plus 5 plus 2. Pancha jnanendriyani, pancha karmendriyani, pancha pranadaya, manas buddhi. Further subtle division you do chitta ahankara, then 19. So chitta ahankara we are including in manas and buddhi. Mano buddhi ahankara chitta ninaham. We are singing, no, that day. Mano buddhi dashendriya yutam pranaihi. Prana means 5, apana, vyana, samana, udana, all those 5 pranas. Vayus, 5 vayus. Apana prana, samana prana, mukhya prana, udana prana, vyana prana, all of them. Pranaihi, apanchikrita bhuta sambhavam. In sthula shariram, what we said, panchikritam, grossified. They have got a relation. Each pancha bhuta, one bhuta element has got interaction with others. How are you? How are you? Here, apanchikrita means they are not joined. They are not having any partnership. In panchikrita, they have partnership. Apanchikrita means they don't have partnership here. Apanchi means ungrossified. Apanchi means ungrossified. Apanchi krita means bhuta sambhavam. These 17 components put together sukshma shariram. This sukshma shariram is made out of 5 elements which are ungrossified. I'll repeat once again. Okay. This Sukshma Shariram, which has got 17 faculties, big package, like our makeup kit. In makeup kit, they keep a lot of things, you know. Bridal makeup kit, what are all they are keeping inside? Everyone knows they have their handbag, no? Vanity bag. Vanity bag in peru. And the vanity bag is a small mirror, eyelash, and lipstick, powder, and touching. Don't ask me, how Swamini you know him? When I conduct a camp, no, students bring all those things. So, in railway station also, they put, they do some makeup. So, Shastra is asking, just as you are having that kit, understand about this kit. You are carrying the 17 faculties always with you. Clear? Shrotra Indriyam, Chakshur Indriyam, Vag Indriyam, all those karma indriyas, jnana indriyas, all put together, apanchi krita bhuta sambhavam, ungrossified five elements, from them only this subtle body, all these components are born. Once they are put together, they are called sukshma shariram, subtle body. Since they are apanchi kritam, you cannot see them. Can you see jnana indriyam? You see only this golakam. I golakam, outer shell you can see, but you cannot see the seeing power, hearing power, talking power, smelling power. It is, since the apanchikritam, five elements, they are not having any partnership, they are all subtle. Since they are subtle, you cannot see them. Karma indriyam, lifting power, you cannot see. Similarly, five pranas also you cannot see. When they are not functioning only, we think about them. You do not know. Because they are sukshmam. Then what? Next step. Bhoktuhu sukhadher anusadhanam bhavet. Bhoktuhu. Sukhadehi means sukha dukha adipadat. Sukhadehi anusadhanam bhoga sadhanam. Sukshma shariram is the bhoga sadhanam. What about sthula shariram? Ayatanam. It is an abode. It is an abode. It is like a house. In our house, you pay the rent and enter the house. And you open all your saman. Where to keep the fridge, where to keep the TV, where to keep the dining table. All you remove the packs and keep everywhere, wherever you have to keep. Okay. Then when you want to vacate this house, you want to go to another house, what do? Again pack. Pack and go to another house and there again open. Isn't it? So all those TV, fridge, water machine or grinder, you cannot use on the road, everything. You require a plug point, connection. Therefore, ayatanam, house is required. No gadget can be utilized without house. That is why you want a 750 square feet flat, 1000 square feet flat for water, to keep fridge, to keep washing machine, to keep dining table, to keep my birwa, everything. That is, house is called ayatanam. All these gadgets are bhoga sadhanam. Once you vacate this house, rent is over, the lease is over. You go to next house. There again you open the packets. Like that, body is a rented house. All sense organs like gadgets. Washing machine like madri. Pancha jnanendriyani, pancha karmendriyani, pancha pranadeha, manasu buddhi. Everyone goes and sits in their own place. இது பூஜா ரூம், இது டைனிங் ரூம், இது கிச்சன் ரூம். சிலிண்டர் கோஸ் வேர் பாத்ரூம் ஆர் கிச்சன் ரூம். கிச்சன் ரூம் ஓன்லி இட் கோஸ். ஓகே, டைனிங் டேபிள் வேர் யூ புட், நாட் இன் பூஜா ரூம், இன் டைனிங் ஹால் யூ புட். லைக் தட் யூ புட் ஒன் ஒன் தட் வாட் யூ ஆர் யூசிங் இன் இட்ஸ் ஓன் பிளேஸ். இது கன்ஸ்ட்ரக்ஷன் பண்ணும் போது வீடு தே கீப் த பிளேஸ். திஸ் இஸ் டிவி பிளேஸ், திஸ் இஸ் வாஷிங் மிஷின் பிளேஸ், திஸ் இஸ் ஃப்ரிட்ஜ் பிளேஸ். லைக் தட் திஸ் லைக் தட் ஈச் சென்ஸ் ஆர்கான் யூ கோ அண்ட் சிட் இன் தட் ஆயத்தனம், போக ஆயத்தனம், போக சாதனம் வில் கோ அண்ட் சிட் இன் தட் போக ஆயத்தனம். சீயிங் பவர் கோஸ் அண்ட் சிட் இன் த ஐஸ், ஹியரிங் பவர் கோஸ் அண்ட் சிட் இன் த இயர்ஸ், டேஸ்டிங் பவர் கோஸ் அண்ட் சிட் ஆன் த டங், ஸ்மெல்லிங் பவர் கோஸ் அண்ட் சிட் இன் த நோஸ். தேர் ஆல் கால் ஆயத்தனம், அதர்வைஸ் தே கேனாட் ஃபங்க்ஷன். எஸ் தே கேனாட் ஃபங்க்ஷன். பஞ்ச பிராணாஸ் கோ அண்ட் சிட் இன் தேர் ஓன் பிளேஸ். எப்படி தெரியும்? அவங்களுக்கு தெரியும், தே நோ வெரி வெல், தே கோ அண்ட் சிட் அகெய்ன். ஒன்ஸ் திஸ் ரெண்ட் இஸ் ஓவர், யூ பாப் ஆஃப், நோ அண்ட் லீவ் த கிராஸ் பாடி அண்ட் ஹோல் பேக்கேஜ் மூவ்ஸ் ஃபார் அனதர் பாடி. அகெய்ன் வாட் ஓபன் பேக்கேஜ், அகெய்ன் வெக்கேட் தட் ஹவுஸ் ஃபார் வாட் பாடி, again another house. Now we are in one house. Now all the sukshma shariram package in this house, body house. It's not joke, this is real. What we are talking is fact. That is why sukshma shariram continues for the next body. Next body, the same saman you won't buy. For every house you won't buy, no? Generally, you use the same matata. My grandfather gave, you are using. Like that, good old sukshma shariram enters into another new body. Vasamsi jirnani yatha vihaya navani grinnati naroparani tadvate. போக்து சுகாதேகே அனுசாதனம் பவேத். ஷரீரம் அந்யத் ஆத்மனஹா, ஆத்மனஹா மீன்ஸ் திஸ் சித் ஆத்மனஹா சூக்ஷ்ம ஷரீரம் அந்யத் பவதி. இட் இஸ் டிஃபரெண்ட் ஃப்ரம் தட். ஸ்தூல ஷரீரம் இஸ் ஆல்சோ டிஃபரெண்ட் ஃப்ரம் ஆத்மா, சூக்ஷ்ம ஷரீரம் இஸ் ஆல்சோ டிஃபரெண்ட் ஃப்ரம் ஆத்மா. ஹூ நோஸ் Budhaha viduhu. Wise people knows. Otherwise people do not know. You are wise or otherwise. Once you are a Vedanta student, you are wise. If you are not Vedanta student, you are otherwise. Better to be wise rather than otherwise. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyatee பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஹரிஹ ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹ ஓம்.